During Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the fourth chapter, the 12th paragraph, page Kuf Yud Aleph. V'imavar v'siper lashon hara al chavero. If someone transgressed and actually said lashon hara about a friend, uva la'asot tshuva, and now he wants to do tshuva, talui bazeh, then it's contingent on the following. Im ha'shome'im dachu et devarav. If the people who heard him refused to accept what he said. So they said, nah, it's not true. Ve'lo nitgana chavero al yedei ze klal be'einayim. And his friend was not put down at all in their eyes. Imken, so in that fortunate circumstance where he tried to tell them, you know, I saw him when, and they all said, nah, come on, we know him. He didn't do that. So if that's the case, lo nishar alav klal ki im he'avon devin adam lamakom. So then his sole transgression is between him and his creator. Because there's a mitzvah, he transgressed. He tried to say lashon hara. The ainu, that is to say, she'avar al ritzon Hashem she'tziva al zeh. He transgressed the will of the creator who commanded us not to say lashon hara, kmo she'katavnu le'el ba'peticha, as we wrote earlier in the introduction. We're on the top of page Kuf Yud Bet. Tikuno, then the way to fix what he'd done is sheyitcharet al she'avar. A person has to have remorse, he has to regret what he did. V'yitvade, and then he has to say before his creator a confession. We tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, I did such and such and I regret it. V'kabel al atzmo belev shalem al lehaba shelo la'asot ken. And then a person has to accept upon himself with a definitive, with a decisive thought, I won't do this again. This is true for every transgression between man and his creator. And I recommend that people pause in their prayer. We say, Selach lanu, forgive us Hashem, ki chotanu, for we've transgressed in error, we made mistakes. Mechal lanu malkeinu, forgive us, our king, kifashanu, for we've done things that were improper in a rebellious way, purposely. I recommend that people stop and think, what have I done today, this week? What am I asking forgiveness for? And then, it's a good idea if a person actually materializes what we just learned. And says, I'm sorry I did such and such. I really regret it, and I'm not going to do it again. That's not an easy thing to say. And verbalizing it, that helps us grow. Very often there are things we're displeased with in our behavior, in our actions, and we never verbalize it. The act of verbalizing it helps us. To my mind, that's one of the strengths of the 12-step program. The Alcoholics Anonymous 12-step program where a person recognizes there's a greater being and a person recognizes he has a weakness he has to focus on. So when we do teshuvah, part of the process of teshuvah is recognizing I have something I have to change. I did something wrong. Sounds obvious, but it's not. It sounds simple, but it's not. When a person actually verbalizes, I did such and such wrong, and I regret it, and I'm not going to do it again. That takes power, and that changes. That helps a person change. Once a person verbalizes it, your friend isn't supposed to know about it. You're talking to the Creator. It says you're not supposed to say it in an audible tone. No one's supposed to hear it. It's between you and your Creator. Aval, but this was true if the friend was not shamed, if they didn't believe him, and that's a rarity. Most of the time we say Lashon Hara, what really happens? People are listening and they believe us. And now we have a different question. Avalim chavero nitgana al yedei ze be'inei ha'shomeim. But what happens if the friend was shamed? People did look down at him because they heard what you said. Venisbav ze al yedei ze hezek begufo, and a person was harmed physically. Or monetarily, or he was just bothered because people started looking down at him. They viewed him differently than they had before. So here he really harmed his friend. It's not just between man and his creator. There's the component of he really hurt someone. This is like any transgression between man and his friend. That even Yom Kippur and a person's passing, all of them together, they still don't atone till a person appeases his friend. Therefore, a person must ask his friend for forgiveness. And when his friend finally agrees to forgive him, lo nishar alav ki me'avon, tevin adam la'makom, then a person will only have the transgression between him and his creator. But step one, you can't turn to your creator before you turn to your friend and say, you know, I'm sorry. Ve'asa kanal, after your friend forgives you, then you could do step two. That's the same process as we said before. Having sincere regret, turning to the Creator and saying, I apologize, I shouldn't have done it, I'm not going to do it again. Vafilu im chavero eno yodea adain klal mize. And even if your friend doesn't know, your friend doesn't know you said this about him, and your friend is suffering from what you've said, but they don't know, you're the one who said it. Tzarich legalot lo ma she'asa negdo shelo kadin. One should tell him, here's what I did inappropriately, ulevakesh mimenu mechila al zeh, and then ask him, I know it was wrong of me, and I apologize. Kivan shu yodea, being that a person knows, she'al yado nisbav lo davar zeh, he knows he caused his friend harm. Now, there's a big discussion here. The question here is, what happens if your friend wasn't yet harmed, but over time, it's likely that what you said is going to harm him? You want to do tshuva, but the effect hasn't been felt yet. So that's one question. The next question is, what happens if your friend doesn't know it, and if you tell your friend, they'll be really hurt? You said that someone is completely irresponsible. And because of that, people don't trust him anymore. Now, if you're going to come and tell him you said that, you're going to hurt his feelings. Right now, he doesn't realize the harm you've done to him. And he might never realize it, even though he has been harmed. His reputation has been harmed. But if you come and tell him, hey, Jack, I just want to tell you, we were talking among the guys, and I let it slip that I really think you're irresponsible. And the guys believed me, and they're treating you differently now. Now you hurt him. It could be he didn't notice it before. So there we run into a different problem, which actually happens, and that is that you can't hurt someone in order to gain their forgiveness. Just because I want to ask for forgiveness doesn't allow me to come and hurt him. Let me tell you what I did. I know you don't know, and I know you continue your life, and you wouldn't realize it, but technically I did harm you. So let me tell you and hurt your feelings. Right, but if he doesn't know about it, the telling his friends usually cannot be undone. But telling him about it is because you want to gain his forgiveness, but the process involves hurting his feelings. There was a story about that case probably wasn't Lashon Hara. A couple was dating, and the girl's father went to a psychologist and asked whether he thinks the girl should get engaged to the guy. And the psychologist did a little research and came back to the girl's father and said, no way. That guy, no one should marry him. No one. And then the story goes that the girl's father realized that the relationship had already evolved to a very serious stage by that time. And he went to a very famous rabbi and asked him, what am I supposed to do? And the rabbi said, I understand the guy got problems, but that doesn't mean your daughter isn't his match. he's got problems, but your daughter and he fit like a glove. They match. Don't break off the shidduch. That's not a reason to break it off. And the two got married and built a home together in spite of it all. So now we look back at the psychologist. You could say he did his job. He didn't do anything wrong. But let's say the psychologist, 10 years later, comes to the realization, I messed up. So you could say you did the best you could. Perhaps he did nothing wrong. Perhaps he did the best he could. But you can understand that there will be times where he realizes he didn't do the best he could. He should have done better. And in such a circumstance, what's he going to do? Call up the guy and say, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I tried destroying your shidduch. I said no one should marry you. Could hurt the guy. Could devastate the guy. So, but I want his forgiveness. How am I going to pass away from this world without gaining his forgiveness? Okay? You got a problem. But that doesn't mean you can hurt his feelings because you want to resolve that problem. So that's a broad discussion. Generally, we say you can't hurt someone else's feelings just because you want to attain a solution. You can still do tshuva, but you're limited. Umize nuchal lavin, and analyzing what we just learned, we can understand kama yesh lo la'adam lizaher mimida geruah hazot. How careful a person has to be from this decrepit trait of speaking badly about other people. Because when a person has this ingrained in them, it's almost impossible to repent. A person undoubtedly will not be able to remember how many people he caused misery to by speaking Lashon Hara. It's so hard. It's hard to remember. And when a person doesn't pay attention to how they talk, so then on any given day, they could have hurt countless people. And even the people you actually remember, a person remembers who he harmed, they don't know about it. Now a person's going to be embarrassed. I'm going to go tell him. Sometimes a person puts down a whole family. And then he could harm a large number of people for a long time. And he's not going to be able to even get forgiveness because he hurt so many people. Sages said in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Hamdaber bifgam mishpacha, en lo kapara olamit. When a person speaks badly about a family, so then he will never be forgiven. Al ken tzarich leitrachek mimida gerua hazot meod. That's why a person has to maintain a huge distance from this. People are very careful about many areas of life. Is it kosher? It's an important question. Is it kosher? It's also an important question. Is it kosher what we're about to say? A person doesn't want to, God forbid, enter a situation where he's destroyed to the point where he cannot fix it. And a person can very easily get to that point. So the Chafetz Chaim told us, if a person wants to do tshuva for Lashon Hara, if they did not actually harm the person, then all they have to do is tshuva between them and their Creator. Because they transgressed the commandment, but they didn't affect the person. If they harmed the person, they have to gain their forgiveness, and then they can turn to their Creator and ask for forgiveness. And finally, the Chafetz Chaim said, this should arouse us to realize how careful we have to be, because a person can destroy so much, and a person can easily reach a point where they're never going to be able to fix it. So that should arouse a person to being more careful how they talk.